We see that in Yemen, Sunni and Shia pray in the same mosque, and actually it's not war, sectarian war, it's war of rights and representation. What do you say?
It's clear that it is not a sectarian issue, but the mainstream media portrays it as a Shia-Sunni war, but they have done so also in case of other issues. For instance, in the case of Syria, they also call it a Shia-Sunni issue, and they often distort the reality. In the case of President Assad, Bashar al-Assad, he's not a Shia, he belongs to the Alawites, but they continuously call it a sort of Shia offshoot, Shia-Sunni war, and they've done the same in the case of Yemen. While it is a movement against imperialism, if you look at the slogans of the Houthis, they're against America, they're against Israel, they talk against imperialism, they talk against hegemony of global and regional powers, and they include groups like Shias and Sunnis and Zaydis and all sorts of groups. And it clearly is not a Shia-Sunni issue.
So what do you think that why Saudi Arabia has attacked Yemen at this time? At this point of
time?
Well, the thing is,
they've been always wary of what goes on across the border. Like, they are also worried about the northern borders, that in Iraq there is a Shia-majority country, and the fear that Iran has a considerable influence in that country. And then to the south, they have Yemen. And they believe that Iran is supporting the Houthis, who one day might prove to be sort of danger to Saudi Arabia. Not literally in the sense of like they're going to threaten their territory, but when you have a movement, anti-imperialism movement at your border, then that is going to affect your country as well. And what happened, that actually Saudi invasion of Yemen is not new. It has happened in 2009, 2010 as well, and I do not understand why there is not much discussion about that. There is not much mentioning of that invasion in the mainstream media. What happened is that there was a conflict going on between the Houthis and the Yemeni military at that time, and the Houthis, in order to attack the Houthis, What happened is that the Yemeni army got positions inside the Saudi territory that was north of the Houthis. So they got into Saudi Arabia, and then they used that location, that position, to attack the Houthis. And in a retaliation, the Houthis attacked some of the guards, the Saudi guards or the military at the border. And as a result of that, the Saudi Air Force pounded the Houthi areas for several days and attacked the Houthis, and there was bloodshed. And it was quite horrible. If you look at the videos of that operation, which is called Scorched Earth, Operation Scorched Earth. So Saudis somehow fear that at some time the Houthis could also pose to be a threat also on its physical borders, but much more when it comes to its ideological borders.
Mm-hmm.